Jason, sorry to talk to you on a morning like this, surrounding the circumstances like this with Chris Caserta, but you knew him better than most people here, and he was a remarkable young kid, what he was able to do, where he came from to get into the racing game. Thoughts are with you and everyone who so dearly loved Chris today.
Just a tragedy, Michael. I only found out a couple of hours ago, and I rang up to confirm it was Matty Highland, and now hearing what you were mentioning about the Gold Coast Bullet and that it's all true. It's certainly a tough day for a lot of people. He was a very popular kid.
He just had a perpetual smile on his face. I remember when he came in here, despite he was trying to get down to 44 kilos to ride Jetstar in the Lightning Stakes, he was such a happy young man. Where did you first get to meet Chris?
Well, Chris was spent a lot of time with Russell Cameron, and Russell asked me if I'd like to take on an apprentice at the time when I was at Mornington, and Chris turned up with half a mohawk and said, "You better get rid of that kid." Chris had amazing skills on a horse. He had the talent, he had the tools, all he had to acquire was the race brain, and everything was coming together for him. But this is just so devastating. Too young. He has a wonderful, his family, his parents, his mum, his dad, his brother, his sister. Just a wonderfully close family, and all his family, friends, and friends in racing too. He had an infectious smile and just a wonderful kid. And it's just pretty awful talking about him in the past tense.
He'd also been through quite a bit as your apprentice. He had a terrible fall, and I remember him making his way back after breaking his leg as well. So he had a lot of intestinal fortitude and guts and determination in the racing game.
He certainly did. He always had a lot of guts, Chris, when he broke his leg, that was a pretty devastating thing, and he was out of action for a fair while. But he came back. His resilience, his toughness, and then he went and spent a lot of time with Tony McAvoy in Adelaide, and he went to Gay for a period of time too. Went to Gay Waterhouse, and there he was up in Queensland, and recently rode a Cup winner. I was only speaking to him about a week ago, everything was going all right for him up there, and he was jogging along nicely. What do you say, Michael?
No, there's nothing to say with a tragedy like this. He only moved up there a little earlier this year because of the COVID situation and restrictions on trying to get rides. So, Jason, it's a tough morning for you and everyone involved and behind the barriers, Lifeline, anyone who's suffering because of this and anything else, make sure you avail yourself of those services as well. And, Jason, look after yourself. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, look, and on behalf of, I guess, the racing community, if I may, Michael, to his parents, I honestly, what you say, to his mum and dad and his brother and his sister, from the racing community, just a wonderful kid, and they're a wonderful family, and this is just such a tragedy.
Appreciate your time, Jase.
See you, Michael. Jase.